Computer loading sequence.
Hi gang, JCM Alive here for February 24. Now I know I'm a bit late for this week's podcast, but here I am, better late than never, bringing the second podcast ever for JCM Alive. So tonight is the MySpace secret show for Placebo. I know they're a bit more commercial for this blog, but hey, they're massive and the show will be great. If you manage to go to it, please tell me all about it. I want to know the scoop. Moving on, this week I had a chat with My World Tour contestant and finalist Daniel Taylor, better known as Stereo Dan. Here's what he had to say.
For people who don't know Stereo Dan as the brand or as the person, can you just explain a little bit about how that sort of concept developed?
Yeah, well, essentially when I was in final year university, I had to kind of come up with a name because I thought, well, I'm starting off as a record producer. That was what I was trained as. And I basically just chose Stereo Dan because, well, Dan being my name and stereo because at the time I was obsessed with binaural sound and obviously mixing music and creating that kind of texture. And I never was really 100% happy with it, but it just kind of stuck. So when I was in London in the UK and I had to create a company to sort of work with some of the companies I was over there with, I just went, well, might as well call it Stereo Dan Productions. And from there, ran a fairly successful company in the UK, just record producing, and gradually got into the video side of things. Like, that was never kind of an expected avenue, but it was sort of one that just kind of made sense.
In my own sort of networking, I've come across this sort of enigma around the competition. Would you like to explain a little bit about what it is and just what the prize is and what the current position of all the contestants are?
Yeah, okay, well, this is obviously how I see it. My World Tour obviously creates this amazing opportunity, which I don't think would really be possible for an individual on themselves to do, although we have seen people like Ben Pitcher who have obviously done a really amazing job at kind of doing it on their own back. The competition gives the people the opportunity to go around to all the big major music festivals and hopefully have some organised interviews with fairly well-established artist. I mean, originally we were to interview the Killers and some of the other big acts like Salt and Pepper at Good Vibes. But yeah, as is the music industry, sometimes things fall through or you never know what's going to happen. So lots of opportunities can obviously happen on the day. And you've kind of got to just be prepared to go with that. But yeah, I think it's obviously an amazing opportunity to go to some amazing music festivals like Tea in the Park, Good Vibes festivals, obviously the V Festival in London, a Fuji Rock Festival in Tokyo, and actually really experience some other kind of cultures doing music festivals and report back to Australia about it.
Listening to something on Triple J earlier today about how folk music is becoming really fashionable overseas, and the fact that bands like Mumford and Sons have really risen to popularity. And they've only actually been together for 2 years.
Well, I saw Mumford and Sons in Camden when they were playing there, and they were just kind of your usual standard old Camden band. And I think that's what's interesting about the competition is that what we see as big music here in Australia might not necessarily be big over in other countries. And I think for me in the competition, one of my biggest goals would be to actually give Australian artists, especially upcoming ones, the chance to sort of do a bit of cross promotion there. And, you know, have a bit of an exchange. For example, Kid Kenobi at Good Vibes was someone I wanted to meet with and have a chat. And hopefully through this channel and through the My World Tour competition, we can have some sort of promotional activities for upcoming Australian acts and get them out there.
Is it a bit premature to give a good response there?
No, I don't think so at all. I can basically say it's going to be a very difficult last phase. I think going into this competition, we've all been a little bit confused as to how it would actually work. But from what I've been told by Universal, the final stage will literally come down to a pure public vote. So no influence from Universal or the judges. I could be wrong, but this is at least what I've been told and at least what we were all told at the same time. So as such, it will come literally down to our Facebook supporters, our YouTube watchers, and anyone on the website that we can actually hopefully get to support us for our bid. And it's really difficult because obviously you, as someone who may have been on the website yourself, you might feel a little bit sort of jaded about the fact that you didn't get the chance. And to be frank, I never expected to get the chance to be in the top six. But having done so, I hope that people at least choose people